are
Thomas,
Ethan,
and Nathaniel,
and the Perfect 10 podcast is on the air.
All right, welcome everyone to episode 30 of the Perfect 10 podcast. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since is that a Creed song?
Yeah. It's been about a month almost.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and then this is going to be up on Wednesday, so it's going to be even more of a while. Sorry about that, guys.
I know everybody's just really angry up really out there. Well.
Yeah, I didn't get any hate emails, so I didn't get any love emails either. But
7 days.
7 days.
Till I turn 22.
Oh yeah.
Woo! Are you having a party?
What are we doing?
I don't know yet. We'll do something after.
Okay. That's Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure something out.
Well, I'm gonna be going home, so.
Oh, you're going home.
Something after.
Okay. Sounds good. So what have we been up to, even though we kind of just set it off the air? But for the people at home.
I've been playing my new Not Mine PS3.
You mean your roommates?
Yes.
I wish I had a new Not Mine PS3.
Oh, it's so much
too.
Fun.
Yeah?
And the controller he has, for some reason, doesn't feel as flimsy as the ones that I've had before, or held before. Like, it feels like a normal controller. It's a little lighter. I've played with other PS3 Nathaniels, but, like, it feels heavier.
Good.
It's weird.
Because I think those controllers suck.
It's a really old... He has a first generation PS3.
Oh. Hmm.
So, like, maybe they were hollowed out for the later models? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have one that's light and one that's heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But that could be it.
I don't know. Been playing some PS3 games. Watched a couple movies.
What movies?
Conan, man.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least most of it.
Yeah.
Because it sucks.
You mean half of it?
Half of it. Yeah, because it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't even know. Okay, so it starts out with the C-section.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting start to a movie.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have, like, the baby get stabbed in the womb.
Oh.
You know, because the knife comes into the womb, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa. And then, like, Ron Perlman pulls out a baby on the battlefield, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like his everyday life, you know,
it's
man?
I mean,
Perlman.
He was Hellboy, so...
Yeah. But I didn't like that movie very much. The blood looks really fake. Is that just me?
Nah, I don't remember, to be honest.
Like,
I was,
they'll
like,
get hit, and there's, like, a splash of
I think... I ended up watching it because I was on, like, a binge of, like, stylized action movies.
I just
an
action movie.
So then I got to that, and it wasn't very stylized action. It was actually trying to be more realistic than I thought. So I was like, this is kind of weird because Conan's, like, that kind of pulpy, comic booky world. I thought it would feel more stylized, and it wasn't really.
It was disappointing. That's basically all I can say about it. Watched Silver Linings Playbook, which was good.
Still haven't seen that.
About crazy people. Uh-huh. And not about romantic comedy. It's about crazy people.
And it's about the Eagles.
Which is always a bad thing.
Yeah. Stop making good Eagles movies.
Stop making good Eagles movies?
Yes.
They're all good.
Yeah.
Invincible's good, and this one's good. So at least they're 2 for 2. But they need to make a bad one.
Yeah.
Make a good... Michael Vick dogfighting movie.
Or make a good Cowboys movie. And explain to me Tony Romo's $106 million contract.
No.
For 6 years.
Just now?
Yesterday, man. It was all over SportsCenter.
What?
Yeah.
Stuff going over my head.
You're kidding.
I mean, I don't mind it. I like it. I mean, it's probably just the biggest contract ever. But whatever.
Hasn't he been a crappy quarterback lately?
He's not been performing.
He's a good quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, top 5% every season.
I just don't see 6 years.
Yeah, I thought that was a little long.
I don't see
long.
Him fulfilling that contract.
But we'll see. Guaranteed $55 million.
That's Joe Flacco money.
Yeah, I know. Petty change now. What else you been doing?
I finished. Did I tell you about finishing? I Am Legend.
Yeah,
talked about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean, finish
the book?
Oh,
it's so good. You need to read it. It's better than the movie by far.
It's everything I've heard is better.
Really,
than the
movie is pretty good.
It's way better.
The movie's like a different beast altogether.
It's like, it's what
you read it.
I know a lot about the book.
The movie.
Someone in one of my
that.
Classes did a project on it, but I haven't.
The
read
movie
it.
Should have been that. Like, it would have been... It would have been like The Road, but with vampires.
But I didn't like The Road movie.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, then.
I think what I've heard is that Omega Man with, Charlton Heston is more like the book, I think.
But it's basically about vampires, not curing cancer.
It also takes place in, like...
The 70s, I think.
Is it 70s?
I think it's 70s.
Oh, right. But it was written post-World War II.
Like, it was written in 54.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because, okay, he doesn't... The tech that he thinks up for the future isn't any different than what they have in the 50s.
Right.
It's just, like, cars and...
That's basically...
He doesn't even have a TV in it. It's just, like, radio. I guess he didn't have to try very hard, because there's not that big of a jump.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens in the movie, too. I mean, the movie's supposed to take somewhat, like, in the future, like, the near future, and there's nothing really...
Yeah, but... I don't see us coming out with much more different stuff than... You know, like... Yeah. I feel like technology, like, exploded as you went through, like, the 50s to, like, 2000s. But, like, going from, like, 2000 to, like, maybe 2020, I don't see anything, like, life-altering happening.
Right.
But, like, I see, like, huge tech innovations happening that are, like, scientific or like, research-oriented, you know? Not, like, life-oriented.
Yeah.
Like, well, cars.
I think the guy wasn't really a futurist, and he was writing a post-apocalyptic tale, so tech doesn't really matter too much.
But man. Because
you don't really have much, like... power or anything like that.
He is legend.
That was so cheesy.
It's the last line in the book.
Oh, it is?
I am legend. Yeah. You need to figure out why. It's really cool.
Wait, what's the last line in the book? He is legend, or I am legend?
I am legend.
Okay.
Because he actually becomes a legend.
Because he is a legend.
Because he dies.
Yes. But not only that. Because you can probably figure out why.
There's a big mind F at the end, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of like a whole new book. Like, he could, literally, like, write a sequel.
I think he... No.
Maybe, I don't think he
did, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about this off air, because I want to know now.
I mean, you could spoil it.
It's only 140 pages, if you want to read it. Do you want me to spoil it?
Yes!
Oh, okay, well, like,
vampires
set up a new society, and they... christen it by killing the last human, which is the main character, and he is
and
they're scared of him because they don't know what he is,
and he was killing them, so he's like the boogeyman to them.
But how long have they been around in the book?
6 years.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, he's been surviving for like six. And oh my god, it's so cool, because so for
that's cool
about half the book he's like, I imagine him. And the way that he describes him as, like, a wiry, kind of just, like, savvy guy.
Right.
And then, like, towards the end of the book, they just make, like, a big-ass transition where he's, like, buff, and he's bald, and he has a huge beard, and he's, like, this heartless, like, survivor.
So, like, Max Payne.
Yes! And I'm just like, oh, this guy's a beast! You know?
That's pretty cool.
And, like, just at that time, they have, like, an interaction. He finds what he thinks is another human, which turns out to be a vampire. That's besides the point, but, like... He doesn't know how to interact with her because he hasn't seen another human being in forever. So, like, it's, like, really awkward because he has, like, no emotions and stuff. But, like, I picture, like, this huge guy with, like, a beard, like, talking to, like, this little lady. And, like, just like, are you hurt? I'm like, alright, you're coming with me. And it's kind of like, he's, like, a robot. But, like, because he's just been surviving.
So why'd they change it if that was so cool?
I think they just wanted to borrow the idea. I mean, they wanted to make an action movie.
I don't think vampires were as big.
No, they weren't.
When that came
and
out.
Zombies really weren't either, though. They did kind of their own hybrid.
Because it's a mix, because they can't go in the sun, which is bullshit, because in the book they can go in the sun.
Yeah. Ooh, that's creepy.
But
by the end, they can go
in the
sun.
But in the movie, they're still kind of more vampire than zombie, but it is, like, if you think about it.
They are.
They just made them...
They're very creature-like, though.
Yeah, they just made them mindless.
In the book, they're humans.
Right, yeah.
They're just normal. And there's live vampires and dead vampires.
Okay.
So, like, there's
ones that are
vampires
raised.
That came back from the dead, and ones that were bit and stayed alive.
Oh, okay.
So, I think the live ones end up killing off the dead ones. Because as soon as dead ones don't have blood, they just, like, decompose.
Oh, okay.
But, like, live ones can stay alive for a while.
But it was kind of like that, I guess there was that difference between vampires and, what was that one movie we watched?
Is that Underworld?
No, but
Fright Night?
No, the one with Ethan Hawke.
Daybreakers.
Daybreakers, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a, that was a
Yeah, the ones that don't drink and then they become actual, like, monsters, and then, like,
the ones
that drink and stay human.
Yeah.
But I think, so, the big crux of the movie is, like the bacteria mutates, in that it, like, it allows them to stay in the sun, it lowers their dependence on blood, what else? And I mean, and it allows them to be still smart, so, like, they can actually set up a society, instead of just being, like, because one of the zombies...
So if they're so smart, how do they not know what a human is?
Well, because it was an apocalypse, everyone was wiped out.
Yeah.
And there's just this one
guy... everyone
just
kept trying to...
Yeah, but they don't remember what they were?
Well, he kills... Okay, the book says that he literally kills off all the vampires in his neighborhood, but then, like, a week later, a new pack of vampires moves in. So basically, they don't know what he is, because, like, everyone that would have seen him is dead. And then, like, the new
but,
ones...
But, I mean, they don't have any recollection of...
No, because all the humans are gone. There are no live humans left.
Right, so but, what he's saying is that they don't know what they were before they became vampires?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
So I guess that's okay.
They lose, like,
so he's just this
what they
thing
are.
That's killing them, hunting them and killing
that's
them.
That's funny. What is this guy?
He's not really hunting them as much as he's just, like...
Well, they don't
he's
know
He's basically,
that.
Like, a grumpy old man, like, get off my lawn
right,
kind of thing.
Right, but to them, to them,
to them, he's hunter.
Yeah. It's such a cool idea. If you like that, I would, if it's still on Netflix, I would recommend checking out Stakeland. It's kind of like this post-apocalyptic movie about, like, the vampire apocalypse, but it focuses more on the human faction, kind of. It's like, it's something between I Am Legend
more humans.
And The Book of Eli, kind of. Okay. It's somewhere between that, and there's some interesting, and a little bit of, like,
Is The Book of Eli an actual book?
That'd
be good
to read. I mean, I think Eli's a real biblical character, but it's somewhere between somewhere between those two things and 28 Days Later. It's like a combination of those. I thought it was good. It's a good story. It's the thing.
I went on a tangent on my imagine.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It's what probably the best book I've read in a while.
That's good.
So,
what have you been doing, Nathaniel?
Oh, I've been watching Torchwood.
Yes.
Doctor Who.
Do you wish you watched it in, like, in linear order with Doctor Who?
No. I mean, this doesn't really bother me. I've been looking up, like, where I was and whatnot. And I've noticed, like, I mean, the big jump in
every time Jack is gone from there and in Doctor Who, that's basically it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good. Not as good as Doctor Who. Uh-huh. And speaking of, I can't watch Doctor Who tonight.
I'm buying it on iTunes tomorrow to watch it.
It's the most disappointing thing in my life. I was looking forward to this premiere, like, hardcore.
You going to dinner?
No, it's just, I don't have the channel.
Oh. Is it BBC?
It's BBC America.
BBC America. Oh. It's not on PBS, like,
they don't
Down
have
Abbey
streaming?
Is.
No, they don't. BBC has a streaming service, but it's not available in America.
Oh.
Because of BBC America, they have a contract, and they don't, they have an iPlayer thing, which is, like, Hulu for BBC in
Game of Thrones is tomorrow, right? Or is it next week?
It's tomorrow. So and the Walking Dead finale. So there's a lot of big things going on this weekend.
The face-off finale was last week.
You've been watching Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of boring.
It's slowed down a lot.
It's definitely the weakest season.
It started dragging things out. It didn't start out the weakest season. It started out one of the strongest.
Yeah, but then...
Yeah.
I mean, this half.
Yeah, no, it's...
This half.
They're doing a character building game, which isn't a terrible thing, but...
Last episode was amazing, though. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I think that was the best episode of this half of the season. With Daryl and Merle.
She loves Daryl.
Who?
My sister.
Loves Daryl?
Yeah.
I mean, that's everybody's favorite character.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
They just really spread themselves thin from a storytelling standpoint. They split things up so much that there's just not a lot of progress being made.
And then they tease, like, this giant battle, and then...
Yeah. Well, it's either gonna be this episode or like, this weekend's episode or not.
Like, yeah, but, I mean, they tease this, like, three episodes ago, and they're like, we're going to the prison, and then...
Yeah.
It's like, super long, like,
what's
a long...
in prison?
They are.
It's like their sanctuary, you know?
Where the good guys are holding out, and then there's this town... It's like a sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there
are
spoilers, but
I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty much you already know. I watched Life of Pi yesterday,
which was phenomenal. It's a great movie. I watched it during spring break for the first time.
Oh my god, it was so good! Welcome to the club.
I know, Life of Pi club now. What else have I been doing?
Richard Parker.
I couldn't. Okay, is this, I had to turn on my subtitles.
Oh, really?
I could not understand the first part when they're all.
I guess I had a friend in my rhetoric and serious games class who was Indian, and he had a really thick accent, and so I think I just got really good at understanding him. But
when I think the only hard part I had to understand was when he was at the end when he starts crying, because he gets a little less comprehensible then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I mean, all he says is Richard Parker for about an hour and a half. And
what are you talking about? He narrates the whole story. I mean,
Richard Parker.
I am on. I finished book three of Why the Last Man.
Nice.
Did you buy them from?
Allison actually bought it for me from half price.
How many volumes are in Why the Last Man?
10.
10. That's what I thought.
Is it good? Still.
This one was okay, but I think it's gonna be really good.
It's building up.
Yeah, soon? Yeah.
I think volume.
This one was all about like, how people were like putting on plays in the society and stuff, and like whether or not it was too soon to start.
Is volume three the one
making about the last man on earth?
Is volume three the one with the pirate chicks? I think it might be four. That's who I heard it was.
Spoilers.
Me.
Pirate.
There's like some character that are like pirates.
Like on a ship.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's four then. I think.
Yeah. This one was all about, like, drama and, like, literally, like, plays and Hamlet and Shakespeare type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty good. I don't know what else I've been doing. Yesterday was the day of superheroes on TV. It was Batman Begins and Watchmen and Thor and Iron Man. And there's another one. I forgot what it was. They're all on yesterday.
You know, I always forget how funny the first Iron Man is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, I guess I was disappointed by Iron Man 2, but like, Iron Man 1's really good.
I remember what my actual topic was going to be now.
Oh.
I'm not going to review Warframe. I'll talk about it.
I saw the trailer for Wolverine.
Yeah, it's not bad looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
I'm a little tired of Wolverine. Yeah. I don't think he's as cool as it all wants him to be.
In the comic books, he's still awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't read the comic books.
Well, he's kind of...
I've never been a big fan of X-Men, though.
He's like a poster character of the movies, you know, just because, like, I mean, Hugh Jackman is about as definable as Wolverine as Christian Bale is as Batman, and Robert Downey Jr. is as Iron Man. Yeah. Like, so, they're kind of like the triangle.
So it's going to be in Japan?
Mm-hmm. It's taking place after the X-Men
Origins?
Trilogy.
Oh, after the trilogy.
Yeah, because they keep... In the trailer, they show that flashback of him kissing Jean Grey.
Ooh.
And he's kind of haunted by that, because he kills her at the end of
I finished
band.
The third one.
You know, that movie's not a great...
Does she become Phoenix? Is that what
yeah.
that
the movie yeah, itself, the movie itself's not the best, but there's... It has the best X-Men moments. It has the best moments where it showcases what an X-Men movie... could be. It just was a crap, like, it's just not a good movie. I can't explain it. Like, the opening scene in X-Men The Last Stand, where they're in the danger room, and they're fighting, like, the Sentinels and all that stuff, like, that's what, we should have had one of those movies. Like, how come that never happened? How come we never got the Sentinels and
stuff?
And how can we never really see them fight? Like, that's the only movie where we really see them fight as a team, with, like, coordinated tactics, like, what the X-Men are supposed to be. Until we got First Class with the end scene in First Class, but... So that's just always frustrating.
That was a really cool scene, beginning of the...
It's so awesome, like, and when... And, like, the way, like Colossus touches Rogue's head, so she could become, like, invincible for a mm-hmm. second when the thing's about to fly at her, and... That was way cooler than any... I think any singular moment in any of the other X-Men movies, but...
I think I've only seen one and two.
Those are the better ones.
I don't know. I mean, X-Men 2... That's the last time I remember, like, everybody talking about a scene in a movie. Like, and, like, getting, like, hyped.
The Nightcrawler scene?
Yeah, and then everybody, like, went to go see the movie just because of that scene. And I remember now it's, like, no big deal, but back in the day, I was like, what the hell is this magic that they're doing on screen? And I'm like, oh, my mind was just like...
Yeah. Well, I think that... Because then the next Wolverine movie is going to take place after all of that stuff, it has potential to be good, because they could really just center on Wolverine and not worry about having to be like, how does this tie into this, and how does, and blah, blah, blah,
like
blah,
Origins?
Blah. Yeah, like Origins, and mess it up too, you know, like mess, Like, now, at this point, we have three different series of X-Men, like, movies that don't even make sense with one another, but they're all supposed to be connected somehow. Like,
so,
that's really confusing.
What I got from the trailer is they take out his skeleton?
No, they just try and fix him.
They might be. I know that that's an arc in the book.
It looks like he gets hurt a lot.
Well, he always gets hurt.
Well, no, but he's not, like, insta-healing, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to
make him... He wants to be mortal.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be...
But I don't... Immortal. How can they take out your skeleton?
There's an arc in the books where they take out the adamantium so that he could have his bones.
Yeah,
bones
that's what I think they're trying to do.
Yeah, that would be... If you think about it, that'd be a weird... Considering that his first movie was dedicated to him getting the adamantium skeleton...
It's kind of funny they take it away.
Yeah, the next movie would be that. Like, I would think that'd be the third movie or something like that, so... They might just be taking away his regeneration, trying to take away his actual mutated.
And then at the end, they bring in Deadpool.
Do they?
Probably not.
Oh.
I think that movie's, like, permanently on ice, too.
I thought it was
the
done.
Deadpool movie.
Oh, because they don't want to make it rated R. That's why.
Well, they wanted to make this Wolverine movie rated R. In fact, there was rumors for a while that there'd be two separate versions.
Yeah. But I think...
I saw an
article about how they're... putting that on hold because they don't want to make a rated R Deadpool movie.
Kind of looks like, from the trailer, it looks like in the style of, like, G.I. Joe, the new G.I. Joe movie.
Oh,
it kind
of did. It made me feel like that.
I was like, am I watching G.I. Joe or am I watching X-Men? I can't tell. I don't know. Doesn't look special. Who knows?
It might have some cool scenes.
I mean,
yeah.
Superhero movies are dime a dozen now. That's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah.
Making the superheroes kick ass too.
I'm excited.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Stars and Stripes. I can't do his voice.
This movie's gonna be the Hit Girl book and the Kick Ass 2 book. So it's basically like there's only three Kick Ass books, and now all three of the books will be covered with this movie. So I don't know if they're planning on making a third movie or not. But if they
waking up Millar and making him write another one.
Yeah, like, Millar needs to write another book first.
Trailer is funny, though.
Yeah, it's a great trailer. I'm excited Jim Carrey's in it, too.
What you been doing, son?
What have I been doing? So, I'm watching Damages, which is...
Is it damaging your life?
No. Those people's life get screwed up.
What's it about?
It's about, basically, it's a girl who just basically is fresh out of law school and passing the bar exam. She's trying to get a job. She gets hired for the most, like, at the highest profile intern, or at the highest profile
law firm
for basically for, like, high profile like civil lawsuits, and basically she becomes an integral part. I don't want to spoil anything because it's good, but she becomes an integral part of, like, this investigation that they're launching against a CEO of, like, a multi-billion-dollar company who basically screwed over, like, 5,000 of his employees by
Enron.
It's like that. He convinced all of his employees to invest in stock for his company,
mm-hmm.
and then he turned around and sold all of his stock the next day.
So it plummeted.
Yeah, and then and he got a bunch of money off of it. Mm. And so that's what he allegedly did. You actually never really, from what I've seen so far, you never find out 100% that he did it. But he's still the character is not a nice guy at all from what you see so far. And then, but meanwhile, there's all this conspiratorial stuff going on because the senior partner of the law firm, which is Glenn Close's character, her name's Patty Hughes, she gets things done, and she gets things done well, but she's not doing things the legal way, I guess, is the way to put it. And so, and then there's this interesting, like, jumping back and forth, like, the first episode, the pilot, begins with something that happens 6 months down the road, and it's, like, the main character, Rose Burns, the chick from, she's in First Class, actually, and she's in, She was like that chick that was in all those movies in 2011. She was in, like, Get Him to the Greek, because she plays Aldous Snow's ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
And she was in Bridesmaids as the evil chick. and
the mean one.
Yeah, the competition for maid of honor or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, and she's kind of like a Natalie Portman light, kind of. But
Natalie Portman light.
Yeah. But so it opens up with her basically like running out of like an apartment complex, going down the elevator, screaming like. Half clothed in a like in a trench coat with blood all over her, and you don't really know what's happening. And then by the end of the episode, they flash forward again, and you see a scene. And then by the end, she's in prison, and so it's like you're seeing her just as she gets hired at this job, and you're seeing something that happens that down to her, like happens to her 6 months down the road. And every episode, you get a little bit more of what happens 6 months later, until you get to
6 months later.
Until you get to 6 months later. By like episode 12, and so then you're fine. You're just watching that whole scene. That whole episode is essentially that whole scene playing out. And
I mean, like River Songs
was a good payoff.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. It's not as like the what actually happened is more isn't as twist and turny as you think as they make it seem for the whole entire time. But it's good payoff, and I think that's the structure of the whole show for the most part. Because season two, it's like a new thing, but it opened up with her talking to somebody 6 months later.
That's cool.
So. Yeah, it's a cool thing, and the style of the 6 months later stuff is an entirely different film style than the stuff that's happening in the past or the I guess the show's present or whatever. So it's cool. It's gripping. I mean, just the fact that it teases you every episode with what's going to happen, like at the very end of the season, is enough to kind of keep you watching. I'm trying to think of other stuff I did. I had like a during spring break I was playing DC Universe Online a lot.
With the new stuff?
Not too much, because basically, like, you have to have... I never played it enough to really have the money, the in-game money, to afford the all that stuff. But they did embed something into, like, when you get to a certain level, you automatically get in your inventory one of the housing things. And so then, like, you equip it, and then you unlock it, and then you can go to that, your first character housing, and, like, mess around with, like, five items that they give you. So, like, I got to see the housing, but I didn't get to really do any of the other stuff, because you have to, that's, like, later on. Or
okay.
It's cool. I mean, it's, that game is way better than it ever gets credit for. It's never in the spotlight, but it's a pretty solid game. Tons of Iron Man 3 trailers out.
Really?
They just keep coming.
Yeah, they do.
There was a teaser. There was a spoiler trailer that got pulled, but I saw it. It's really cool.
What does it spoil?
I don't want to say it on the air, because I don't want... But I can tell you guys after if you want to know. It's not a huge spoiler. If you read the comic books, it makes sense, but it's...
Iron Man dies.
That's not what was spoiled.
Oh, I don't know. I was just making that.
But it was... I guess... I don't know how it got leaked. I guess it was a trailer that they thought about releasing and never did, and someone leaked it, and then they were trying to pull it as fast as they can. As fast as they could.
There's probably someone who has it up right now.
Yeah, it was like a 30-second one, and it was on YouTube for a good couple hours. Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's partially what my topic is going to be. So I won't get into that too much. But we're already almost like what 30 minutes in, we haven't even gotten to the meat of the show. So
not the meat.
Well, it's Thomas's turn, I guess.
Whoa! Break.
Break.
Break. We haven't even started.
I only have two bumpers.
Bro.
We can't do. I mean, that was such a great transition from the what we were doing to the Thomas topic anyways, you know? I would...
Adventures!
I'm totally lying, because it was a shitty transition.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Adventures.
Adventures.
Adventure time?
No, okay. Not adventure. I don't like it.
See, when you said adventures before we began, I was like, what's this going to be? Because all Thomas ever talks about is how he wants to go on an adventure. And what
that's
that ends
true.
Up to being is a 2-hour car ride going to GameStop or something like
which
that.
Which was an adventure!
All the different GameStops.
But, so like I said, I was playing Roommate's PS3, and I popped in Uncharted. And man, is that good. That's an adventure. Although the whole time I was playing, I was trying to think of the Indiana Jones theme, but I couldn't think it up, so all I did was hum Pirates the whole time.
All you did was hump Pirates?
Hum Pirates.
Oh.
Like the Pirates of the Caribbean theme?
Yeah, I was like, Which, I mean, it works, because there's pirates in the game.
Yeah.
But, like...
Spoilers? Jeez.
That's like
you
the first
find out
scene.
In the first scene.
I know.
But later on, whoa. I don't want to spoil it. I think you want to play it eventually.
I don't know when I ever will, though, so... Oh,
what do you mean?
What the...
I told you about this.
You said zombies.
I thought that was the second game, anyways. Not the first game.
You didn't say monsters.
They are. They're Nazi zombie monsters.
They're not the Nazis. They're the Spaniards.
Oh, they're the
Spaniards. Did you not pay attention to the text?
Dude, at that point, I was just so scared. I was like...
I was terrified in those... Oh, my God. I was legitimately scared.
I thought they were the Nazis.
No, they're the Spaniards.
Were there Nazis at all?
There were.
Okay.
But there weren't that many. It was the Spaniards.
Okay.
That were there.
Well, the Germans were fighting the Spaniards,
the
right?
The Germans came in after. They try to, like...
Okay.
That's where you find the submarine.
So they were the Spaniards.
They were the zombies of the Spaniards.
Okay.
Spoilers.
These guys are creepy. Like,
super creepy.
And you don't expect it at all.
And like, there's a segment where you're with your flashlight and you have this, like, MP40 because, like, you're picking up Nazi weapons, like, in there. And, like, you're going hallway to hallway and they'll just, like, push shit out of the way and, like, run at you and you're like, ah!
And then the combat in that game, the shooting, is not that refined sometimes, so it's kind of hard.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I don't know if it gets... Apparently it gets worse as you go along, but, like, I think the shooting is fine.
What I heard was it got better in 2 and got worse in 3.
But I thought it was already good. Like, I didn't have any problems with
it. It was fine. Just wait till you play the second one.
The problem with it is that the enemies sponge so many bullets.
Yeah, they do.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I heard that's the new problem with the new Gears of War. Like,
yeah, I've heard that
more
too.
Than they usually do.
But
is
like,
that reviewing well? Sorry.
It's getting 8s.
That's not bad.
It's getting okay.
It's better than okay.
People are disappointed that they didn't let People Can Fly do what People Can Fly does. Which is Bulletstorm craziness.
Oh, right.
It kind of just made them do another...
Yeah,
Gears
I don't think
game.
Anything new was introduced except like...
There's one new enemy type.
Right.
And one new mode. And,
which I heard was awesome.
I think there's
so.
Two new modes. There's the 5v5.
Because online's class-based, right?
There's the 5v5 overrun mode, which is the one with the objective and the two.
That one's fun. I played the demo of that.
And then there's survival, where it's horde of that mode. You only play as humans. The AI is...
You know, you can't play...
Warzone?
Yeah, they took out some modes, but you can't play...
Execution?
Cog versus...
You can't play
Locust
Horde.
Anymore.
Yeah, you can't play Horde
It's just
anymore.
Cog versus Cog.
It's, like, during Team Deathmatch,
right.
It's just your
oh.
Cog versus Cog. What the hell is that shit?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
I liked being Locust.
Yeah.
But apparently the story's good.
Yeah.
Like,
but I heard...
People saying the multiplayer is not the highlight and that the story's what's the highlight.
Yeah, I heard... See, I heard that the game was good enough to justify potentially doing a Bulletstorm 2. Like, People Can Fly might get that. Kind of license.
Should.
Back.
That'd be so
yeah.
good.
I heard that, though, the story's broken up because they introduced that new type of gameplay where at the beginning of every level you have the option of going up to that giant gear sign.
Everything's segmented.
Yeah, that's
so every room is a different battle scene.
It's like playing like an app on your phone and getting 3 stars every room you go into.
It's like Angry Birds Gears of War.
Huh.
It's weird.
It's paced like when you were playing that Castlevania game where it was like...
I don't want to talk about it.
I just, yeah, it's all about, like, getting 3 stars and earning, like, the perfect score now.
Because the story is that they're giving their testimony of whatever they did. I have no clue
right.
what they did.
Oh, but I heard that if you go back later and play on higher difficulties or do better objectives, you get more to the story or something like that.
Okay, so what happens is you play their testimony. When you do those modifiers, you get more dialogue. Like, they'll say, like, we didn't have any guns, but we found these shotguns, and it's all we could use, and whatever. But if you get 40 stars out of all the chapters, I don't know how hard that is, because I don't know how many chapters there are, you get something called Aftermath, which is an extra chapter on the Gears of War 3 story.
Hmm.
So it's like, it's after
what right,
happened
right.
Gears of War
yeah,
3.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people said it was weird, because all the stuff that you got used to in Gears of War Judgment isn't in that chapter, because it's based on Gears
yeah,
of War.
Yeah, yeah, they said it's like...
So people were like, wait, what? Where's my grenade button? Where's my, like, you know, kind of thing?
Huh. So it's like 2 different games.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's all about, like, tower defense now. It's basically that one mode.
Overrun? Yeah, a little bit.
No, where you
Horde.
Build turrets and, like, Horde.
Which they took out.
They took out.
They took out.
Well, and now they have, like, a 10-wave...
And it's class-based.
Class-based.
So.
I like Class.
The classes are cool.
Yeah.
I was playing with it.
You can, like, customize your own character, kind of, and stuff, right?
Yeah. You can get... They have a Mass Effect-style unlock. Where you can get little boxes of stuff. You can't buy them yet. They, like, get dropped. And
you
get, like, challenges and stuff. So, people are thinking that they're gonna throw in microtransactions later to do that.
So, you know, I've been playing Gears 3, and I finally unlocked one of the Carmines, or whatever. And then it was sad. He was like, "This is for you, Benjamin," or whatever, when he starts the multiplayer.
Oh, really?
I'm like, this is so sad.
Wait, you didn't already have Clay? Because Tom, I thought...
We had Clayton.
I unlocked Anthony as the last one.
Yeah, that's cool.
He looks cool.
Poor Anthony.
Wait, you got, like, level 80?
75.
Holy crap!
The experience now is, like, ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that I'm good. No. And it's not that I've been playing a ton, it's just...
Well, that's what I've always liked about the leveling up system in Gears, is it's not really skill, it's just how much you're playing that really shows your level, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Sorry, we totally derailed from
Uncharted.
Oh, yeah,
what were we talking about? Uncharted.
We were talking about Uncharted Zombies.
Wait till you get to the second one.
I want
to
know right now.
No.
I mean, like, I want to play it, like, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to, like...
Well, it's...
Like, Thomas is going to go home after this and play Uncharted.
Two sittings, I played half of the game and then played the other half, like... It wasn't even intended. I didn't know how many chapters there were.
Yeah.
Turns out there were 21, and I played, like, the first 10 for my first sitting, so it was perfect. But, like, the characters are already amazing. Mm-hmm. Elena, which, apparently, like, she's really cool, but, like, she, like, starts out as just, like, a TV, like, making, like, a TV show about what Drake's looking for.
Is that his wife, or...
I don't know.
She's just a reporter.
Love interest later, right? Okay. I'm assuming. Yeah, but...
You don't even know, man.
She's, like, funny and, like, takes care of herself and everything. Like, and all the characters are entertaining.
Yeah.
You know? And the bad guys are entertaining. Like, they're
and
funny.
And she's not exploited or anything?
She's not exploited. Like, she doesn't have, like, huge knockers. Well, she's nice, but, like, she doesn't have, like, huge knockers and, like...
She has a button-down shirt and pants.
She has a tank top in the first one. She has, like,
she does?
She has, like, a purple shirt and, like, a white shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like someone who would go adventures. Like, she's not wearing, like, a tiny skirt.
She seems
and,
like that reporter who would do that.
Right.
And reporters are generally attractive, too, because that's part of the job.
I just don't have any issues.
I mean, whoever is interested in Nathan Drake has to be attractive.
It's 7 years old, right, the game?
It's 2007, so...
It's 6 years old, and it still looks really good.
Well, that's all I've ever heard about, you know, PS3 exclusives, is that they were always way beyond anything on the other consoles, but only exclusives were able to do that.
But basically, this was all set off, because I'm on Reddit again, because a freaking rabbit hole of Reddit.
What are you doing on Reddit? Get off that thing.
It's amazing. It's the greatest thing ever. And... I click on this thing, it's like, my PS3's broken, but when it gets back, and he has Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, and Tomb Raider, like, stacked together, and under it, it's like, it's Bilbo Baggins, and he's like, I'm going on an adventure! And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna try that. And then I tried Uncharted, and I was like, oh, it was so good. And I also played Far Cry 3, because he has that game too, which I thought was gonna be, like, an adventure too, but like...
Skyrim with guns!
Yeah, what I found was that the sub missions that you can do, like freeing bases and
attacking bears. Did you attack a bear yet?
I kill bears whenever I can.
Yeah.
What's funny is Matt is scared of the water because he's scared of sharks.
Oh.
And he's always like, get on the jet ski to get to that other line. And I'm like, nah. And I like dive in, just like swim across, and he just like looks away the entire time. So, like, you can go into the camps and, like, basically turn on predator mode, and you, like, sneak around and, like, kill people with bows and arrows. And that's a crap ton of fun. But, like, the story missions just don't... They feel too guided for a game that's supposed to be open world. You know what I mean? Like...
Huh.
They're fun. Some of them are really fun. Like, some of them's, like, literally... He literally says, like, all right, time to channel my Indiana Jones, because, like, he goes into a tomb, and he has to get a treasure and, like, get back out, and there's, like, boulders falling and stuff. But the story isn't that interesting, which was kind of disappointing. It's not as interesting as the world that you're playing in.
Okay.
You know? So that was kind of a letdown.
So you're like, oh, I'm doing all this cool stuff, Oh, I guess I have to go do the story.
Well,
now.
I couldn't get to the second island until I completed enough of the story, and that really pissed me off because the story is.
It's Grand Theft Auto style.
Yeah, and it's just kind of. It's not that it's boring, it's just not interesting to me.
Huh.
And.
So even the character development of the main guy from spoiled rich kid who doesn't know anything about survival to badass.
I didn't care about it. I was just happy to be shooting people with a bow and arrow.
And bears.
And bears. And Komodo dragons.
Oh,
and tigers.
What?
Oh my.
Richard Paca.
Richard Paca!
Allison was scared of those scenes too.
The tiger's
scene.
Terrifying!
No, the sharks.
Oh, the shark? In what?
In Life of Pi.
Oh, really?
She's like.
Oh, yeah.
You never really see the shark. I mean, you kind of see the shark.
There's like.
I don't remember.
Like, seven
yeah.
sharks you see.
You see
but,
their fins, right?
Oh,
no, they
oh,
like
oh,
circle
the,
him.
Yeah, yeah. And they kill
like
one
twice.
Of the animals or whatever when the things.
I just want to say.
Well, too bad.
The opportunity to be a jackass in that game, there's no limits to it.
No.
Wait, like, what do you mean?
One base, I'm like, alright, time to be creative. I get in a car, I put C4 in the driver's seat, I get the car to top speed, bail out of the car, let it crash into a guy, and then make it explode.
That's awesome. I mean, that's cool that you could use resources like that in a survival game.
And it's just like, ah!
It's not awesome that you killed a person like that.
No, I was just, I mean, it is awesome in a game, but I'm just saying, like, it's cool that it gives you those tools and allows you to kind of be creative. Like
and
that.
So, like, when you get the, when you alarm them, they go to the alarms, right? But you can disable the alarms. So what I do is I disable the alarm, put C4 all around the alarm that they go to, watch a guy go to, like, oh my god, he's here! Huh? Huh? The alarm's not working! Like, explode. And it's just like, there's so many times that I just bust out laughing on the game from, like, situations that you can either get yourself into or, like, create that are just so much fun. Like, there's a flamethrower, and I just went in one time and just, like, set everything on fire, and it was funny. I mean, but the story doesn't live up to what you can do outside.
So Skyrim with guns.
Skyrim with guns, except it loads.
Okay. It's on a console.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was looking for an adventure in that game, and I just didn't get it. I just got a fun sandbox where I basically kill people. I guess that's a little morbid. But
so Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Hmm.
On an island.
But now I really want to play Tomb Raider once I get done with the Uncharted. What?
Well, you do have... So many dollars on your GameStop account or whatever.
I'm not buying a PS3 game when I don't have a PS3.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Tomb Raider.
Oh,
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have my Xbox up here, so
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
like
yeah.
there's any point to that.
Yeah.
But like that thrill that you get from playing an Uncharted game, I think it's like what I'm looking for in games now. That like that movie quality. It's weird. Like, you know how we've talked about like going through phases,
right?
And now, like, I want, like...
A cinematic experience.
A cinematic experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a, because I feel like in Far Cry there was too much dead time, you know? Not...
Yeah.
Not, well, also the characters weren't as interesting, which is the problem, too. But, like, you feel like you want to go ahead. You want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep pushing on because you want to know what happens. When as in... Because, I don't know, it's just the first time that's happened in a while, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't play as many current generation games as I usually do.
Right.
Because I don't have it here, but... It's kind of like how I felt with Alan Wake.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, oh, I want to know what happens, you know? And I think that, like, that 10 to 12 hour game that's not a first-person shooter is a really cool, like, genre. Because they can do a lot with stories and characters
right.
and gameplay that... A first person shooter, while fun, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you get your moments and everything, isn't as gripping. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, definitely. That's
so
I,
like
part of the reason why I think I never really got into first person
yeah.
shooters in the first place. But
I don't know, it's just fun. I just like that the thrill of playing a game is kind of cool.
Good. I'll let you borrow the other two.
Awesome.
We'll see Thomas in a few weeks, guys. So actually, it'll probably we'll see Thomas in 3 days. Cause...
That's all I got.
Okay.
To be honest.
Awesome.
Just going on adventures.
All right, so we'll take a break, and when we get back, we'll be back with me and my topic.
Woo!
Hi everyone, it's Ethan here. If you would like to contribute to the show in any way, whether it's providing a bumper or emailing in and just letting us know how you feel about the show, even if you just want a shout out, write in, we'll put it out there. Write in at perfect10podcast@gmail.com, and remember that's perfect 10 with the 10 part spelled out as in T-E-N, or you could also tweet us now at perfect 10 show. We look forward to getting in any kind of contributions that you have out there. Like I said, we'll play a bumper if you put it out there, we'll give a shout out if you want that as well. So yeah, just do it. You're just gonna like steal every kind of like final score bumper there is. All right, welcome back to part two. All right, so my topic. Before I get my topic though, I want to talk about a game that I've been playing that's in open beta, just briefly. I can't review it because I only played a little bit of it, but it's called Warframe.
The best graphics I've ever seen.
They are really good.
What was your frame of mind?
So here's the elevator pitch. It's Ninja Space Marines. That's basically the elevator.
Space Marines.
So basically, if you have a computer, Ninja Space Marines. If you have a computer like a gaming PC that could run games like high end games, you should be playing this game. It's open beta. I think anybody could get a key for it now.
Have you seen this?
It's pretty awesome. It's the co-op of Mass Effect 3 essentially. Like, it's class-based, there's four characters in a party, it's like, hub-based, like, it's in a lobby, and then you pick, like, which missions you want to go on, but there's a slight story to it, and there's way more levels, and it's not, like, 10 waves of, like, different objectives, it's like a dungeon crawler more, kind of like, you go through this one area, and there's objectives to do, once you clear it, you can move on to the next area. There's tons of those worlds, and, like, it starts out very redundant, kind of, like, you're just in a very kind of, I mean, it's a very generic kind of, like, space shootery level, but then, like, you get to, like, the next planet in the solar system, and it's, like, this huge open world area with, like, snow and stuff like that, and, yeah, it gets really cool.
So it's Destiny.
Kind of. But it's not like, but it's just not as immersive in that extent because it's just, you just queue for levels and go into them. It does have nice graphics. The design, it's a very, like, oriental design for all the, like, frame, like, what they're called frames, but, I mean, they're suits, basically. They look like ninjas, kind of, but they have, like, but spacey. And they're all different classes. There is a bit of a grind to it, like, in order to get unlock the next class or frame, like, you have to basically save up the money to buy the blueprint, and then save up the money again and all the resources it takes to craft it. And then there's, like, you have to wait. Like, there's a real-time, like, lapse that you have to wait for.
Whoa!
That's nice.
But, you know, it is free-to-play. It's to keep playing. If you wanted to, you could
speed it up with a couple of dollars.
Well, you could, but not even that. Like, you could actually just cough up cash for the in-game currency, and then you could just buy that class if you wanted to straight off. It's like $5 or $10 or something like that. So
it's out of the game, man.
Yeah, it's free. And, you know, I think, and not only is this a free game, but I think it's a fairly independent company, so I'm really, really impressed with it. There's a whole lot of depth. They've like incorporated so many things. Like, it's a third person shooter, but, like, there's parkour in it. Like, you could run and jump on things and climb up them, and there's, like, you also have your katana that you could use, or any other kind of melee weapon, and it's not just it's only on one button, like most shooters, but it's not like you just press it. I'm talking to you guys, and I realize I'm not even talking to the mic. So I don't know how well it's getting picked up, but it's not just like you press it and you do an action, but it's like you could do combos with it, and you could hold it and do, like, a really nice slice, and then there's power-ups, and it's pretty cool. And it's free to play, and it does look nice, and I don't know why you're not playing it if you have the ability to play it.
Can my laptop run it?
No.
Definitely not. I don't think my I wanted to try StarCraft, and I don't think my laptop can run that.
The first one?
I think
no,
it can.
The second one?
I think it can.
I tried it, and it's just like, for like,
really?
20 minutes, and I tried it twice, yeah. So
I think around Diablo 3.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and StarCraft. And StarCraft 2 is quite a bit older. Plus, Blizzard intentionally designs their stuff so that it works on
everything.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just the internet that day or something, or I don't know, or whatever. But it doesn't need the internet to run, so.
Did you
I don't
buy
know.
StarCraft?
No, the person who hacked my account had the starter kit, so I might as well take advantage of
it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's installed, you just couldn't play it, like, you tried playing it, and.
Right.
And it just
backed Maybe up. I needed to wait, because, you know, it goes to that point where it's, like, playable.
Right.
Maybe I should have just waited a little longer.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
That's probably the problem.
And you might need to lower the settings substantially, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I've, from what I've heard, you could drop the settings so much that you're playing, like, just with kind of bare-bones stuff.
StarCraft 1.
Yeah, and it works. I think competitive people play with the graphics lower, too, because something about how it actually, it's more, like...
All of South Korea?
You. Yeah. Something about playing with lower graphics makes, like, because I think what it does is, if when the graphics are lower, there's, like, a thing they could do where it, something about there's, like, area of effect field around things that you could pick up. So, like, it's more, like, they glitter or something like that. It's more obvious.
Mm.
So anybody who plays competitively plays with, like, certain settings turned off so that they can see those things better and stuff like that. Okay, so my real topic, that was just kind of like the fake topic. My real topic is spoilers, and not just, you know, spoilers in general, but as some of you might know, earlier, I think it was earlier this week, maybe it was the end of last week, there was a trailer for... What are you guys laughing at?
He keeps touching my feet, man.
Oh, stop playing footsie.
We have to cross our legs the same way or it doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired of crossing my legs the other way.
Okay, fine.
So there was a trailer, a 30-second teaser that was leaked for Iron Man 3 that was pulled pretty quickly, and it had a certain spoiler in it. It was a major plot point. So it's not really a major plot point, but it is a plot point. I'm not going to spoil it because I feel like if you want to know, there's ways to find out, and you should have the choice in that. But what I do want to know is that, you know, if there is that option, if you see, you know, this thing has been leaked, click it now. Like, do you click it? Do you find out spoiler? And not just that, but like, once you do, do you feel like that ruins the movie for you? Do you feel like it adds to the movie? Do you feel like it does nothing for the movie? Because the best way I could think about it is, so I keep going back to Dark Knight Rises, and this will be a spoiler. Sorry, it's been out for a little while now.
It's on DVD.
But I warn you, it's a spoiler. But the Talia reveal at the end, or whatever.
Dang it!
I'm just kidding. You already knew that?
Yeah, I already knew that. And that wasn't spoiled for me, necessarily. I just knew it because of the source material. I figured it was going to happen. But when it did happen, it wasn't like fan service. Like, it didn't feel like fan service. It felt like... I don't know, I felt like, oh. Like, it was just, like, just used for the sake of having that twist at that moment.
What the twist?
And I didn't really... I don't know. I didn't really care for it. And, I mean, I wasn't surprised because I already knew that it could happen. But, so, in the case of the spoiler and Iron Man 3, like, it's total fan service. Like, that's really the only reason why that element's in there. And when I saw it, all it did was make me more excited for the movie. So, I don't know. Like, in general, I try and avoid spoilers as much as possible, but that's a problem, right? If it depends on the spoiler, then you can't, like, you don't know until it's been spoiled for you, right?
Yep.
So
yeah, and I also don't like watching these first so many minutes of the movie, like how Star Trek does it now or whatever.
Right. Oh, I would like they did the 15-minute
preview or whatever. Oh, that's just so dumb.
Did you see it?
No, I don't watch those. I don't want to ruin the movie.
It makes no sense. There's no frame of reference. As I bump the table.
But I still don't... I don't want to ruin anything. I want to know... No spoilers for me. Zero.
Okay, so the 14-minute preview that was released for the Defiance TV show on Sci-Fi. You wouldn't watch that either?
Is it part of the first episode?
It's the very first 14 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's from what I understand.
No.
Really?
Why?
Because then you're going into that day, you're like, okay,
you're
gonna
be 14
I have to wait
minutes
14
late.
Minutes. And then you're just like, this is boring.
See, I really didn't feel that way when I was watching it. Like, I was concerned that maybe I would, but I was like, cool, I get to see this 14 minutes again, and then I get to see what happens next.
Already premiered?
No, it premieres on the 15th. But the 14 minutes is there for everybody to see online.
Like, the day, if I watch the 14 minutes now, the day I watch the premiere, it'll just be like, I have to get through this 14 minutes to...
Yeah, but you won't remember everything that happened, or you might miss something, or...
I don't know, I feel like I remember 14 minutes of a show.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. There's always, like, there's something more that you could get from rewatching. I don't know, it's just 14 minutes. Like seriously, like, almost zero plot development happened in it.
Then
like,
why even release it at all?
Huh?
Then why
to get people excited. Like, that's the point. That's the point of these things.
I'm
in the first
already
place, right?
Excited.
Well,
it's
I got,
not waste your time.
So, yeah, here's my point. I got more excited, first of all. Second of all, it was a good tester to find out even if it was going to really be that good. Because usually you could tell if a show is going to be good by that time in a pilot. You know, you could know if you're going to hate the actors or, like, if the writing's going to be bad and stuff like that. You could test the special effects. Like, that's stuff you don't know until... Like, see, now, like, I watched that, I felt like it was good, you know, people are already kind of reviewing it. Now more people know the pilot's going to be good. People who might not even have known about it, or...
It could all turn to crap after that. What if that's, like,
the 15-minute mark, it just turns to, like, poop on the screen.
No, I agree, but, you know, if there's people that were unsure and they needed something to convince them, that 14 minutes could be it. You know, that's an important 14 minutes.
No, I think it does more harm than good, because I think more
really?
People will be like... Because it's an incomplete thing...
But it's not incomplete. Like, the episode is complete. They already made it. It's not like...
Right, but the 14 minutes is incomplete. And so, I think it's a greater chance that if they put that out there and someone watches it and they'll be like, now I don't have to watch the pilot or I don't want to watch the series anymore. Whereas, if they sat down and watched the whole thing, I think it would be a greater chance that they would like it all because it's a finished product.
Huh.
At least that's what I always think. Because,
I don't know. It's like...
Like, what if I watch it, and I would like the show otherwise, but I just don't like that 14 minutes.
It's 14 minutes of a 2-hour pilot, though, like...
That's what I'm saying. What if I like everything else, but by chance, somehow, like, I didn't like that 14 minutes?
Right, I mean, there's potential that it could turn people away, but I think...
But it doesn't really affect you, because you already want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect
but
me.
But for the people who are... I think for the people that are... Are already not sure whether or not they want to watch it. It helps.
They should watch the 2-hour premiere.
No, they should watch the 14 minutes first before they decide whether or not they want to commit 2 hours of their time to a TV show. I think.
No, they should watch the 2 hours before they decide they want to commit a whole season of their time.
Right.
14 hours is not enough to commit.
14 minutes.
14 minutes. So yeah.
No, I think 14 minutes is the perfect amount to kind of like wet your palate and make you think like, oh, this is really. Exciting. Like, demos and games. Like, the hour-long demo or something like that for a 10-hour game.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
People play it to get amped up.
I mean, I played the Gears of War demo.
Right. And it didn't make you, like...
Oh, I played the Metal Gear demo for Rising. So good.
Yeah, like, that doesn't...
I heard that game was bad.
I heard it was pretty good, actually. I heard that it doesn't really teach you how to play, so it's hard. Because you have to kind of teach yourself. But once you get it, it's good, I think.
I agree that there are demos, but I don't think, I don't know, like, it just bothers me in TV shows and movies. I don't like it.
Huh. I don't know. I guess my point is that they wouldn't have released the 14 minutes unless they thought it was going to create solidarity or get people excited for it.
I didn't even hear about it, and I watched... Is it on the Sci-Fi Channel? Like,
it's on their website, yeah.
No, but, like, do they advertise the 14 minutes?
I follow them on Twitter and on YouTube, so it's... I just... Between those two feeds alone, I saw it, but...
I don't want spoilers, but I think I can go into a movie with, like, a preconceived notion of whether it's good or bad. So I can do reviews.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
see, that's interesting, because I avoid reviews until...
I can do reviews.
Unless it's something
spoilers,
I'm on the fence about. Yeah. Okay.
Because spoilers... Because it's just the 2 hours, you know? Like, you can't ruin, like, that, what it's building up to.
If you're paying $10 also to see it, then...
But, like, I can be like, okay, this movie's gonna suck, and then be surprised, or this movie's supposed to be good, but it sucks, I'll go see it anyways.
Yeah, as the poorer I become, I feel like I used to hate reviews.
Right.
I used to not use them at all. But now that I have to pay for so much money for a $60 game, or, like, $10 to go to the movie, and then on top of that, food on that, and I want to go see something good.
So if you stumbled on the link for the Iron Man 3 spoiler, like I did, would you have clicked on it, or would you have just avoided it?
Avoided it.
Avoided it.
You would have avoided
it? For a movie, yeah. For a game, no.
Okay.
Depends.
Like, no, they're even doing...
I watch less plays before I buy games.
In The Hobbit, they're doing the... If you... It was, like, a day ago or 2 days ago. Like, if you bought the DVD that just came out, like, 3 months after the movie, you get to see... You get to preview the next movie.
That's what they did with, like, the Star Wars movies. I remember that. And it was, like, super exciting because I wanted to know what, like, episode 2 was going to be about or episode 3 or whatever. Like, I remember they would, like, re-release one of the DVDs or something.
Well,
like that
if that's
that.
Not... See, I don't have a problem with the previews. But if it's, like, a straight-up, like, this happens, then
well, that's
different.
What I think it was.
Well, no.
It's, I mean, it is
well,
the
you, okay,
you
Star Wars,
know.
Is
well,
a,
I mean,
it's a bad example because you already know what's going to happen.
Well, actually, well, sort of, but you there was still that mystery of, like, the...
How it gets there,
the 30
I guess,
years
like,
before, you know, A New Hope or whatever, so...
But they didn't get into that in the movies.
No, that's what the movies were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first three.
Yeah, the first three are the 30 years before New Hope or 25 years or whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's like 15 of the 30 years or something like that, but yeah, so.
But I didn't mind the Star Trek preview. Like, that made me want to watch it.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying is, like,
but,
people might avoid it because they think it's going to do the opposite, but then they see it and it actually
makes
them excited.
I mean, I didn't have
choice
in the preview
right,
for
right,
the movie, but...
But... Now, so that one was in the middle of a movie, right?
I have no clue where it was. It could be the first scene.
Hmm.
And it didn't really show
there's
you
there's literally
anything.
No exposition to the scene. It's literally, they start running in a jungle. And then the scene goes on from there.
And it didn't show you anything to where, as you're watching the movie, you're going to try and piece things together because you're waiting for this part to happen or something like that.
Like,
right?
I've seen that spot in the trailers now.
Right.
Like, the new trailers, like, there's a portion of it that's in there. But, like, there is no context to when that is at all.
Well, that's even worse, because now you're going to be watching the movie and you'll be like, is
why?
This the jungle scene? Is this what
well, it'll be pretty
scene?
Obvious, because it's a beautiful scene.
Well, I mean, I know, but it's like...
But if it's just, like, the point is it's a scene, it's not, like, a plot point, necessarily, so it's not, like...
You know you the know, trailers where there's the volcano?
Yeah, I mean, I know what
it's,
scene you're talking
it's
about.
It's literally jungle, volcano.
But if it's not the first
the
scene,
does
I would
have
be
to
really
with.
Pissed. Like, I can maybe tolerate seeing stuff of the first scene, because you have everything that follows it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if there's something in the middle of the movie, I would just, oh my god, that would just be awful.
Mm. I mean, I feel like trailers are worse, because sometimes they'll actually show, like, things that kind of make you want to figure out what's going on. So
I can see it being
but,
the first scene, though, by the way. For sure.
I thought what you said was that there was a scene that seemed very obviously like the first scene, and then it cut to another scene that seemed like it could have been something from the middle of the movie or something like that.
No, I think the scenes are linked
because
they're trying to... I don't want to say anything,
yeah,
but they're,
yeah.
They're doing something for a planet, basically,
right.
is all it is. And I think it could easily... I could see like the credits, like the opening credits rolling, and then it just cutting to that scene because
okay.
it seems like that kind of
yeah.
moment.
I guess, like, for me, just what really brought it up was because, like, I don't know, I remember being really bothered by the big reveal at the end of Dark Knight Rises, because I kind of knew it was coming, but it wasn't spoiled for me, I just kind of knew it was coming, because I knew the source material, whereas with this thing...
I think you were just let down by it.
Well, yeah, no, but...
How it was done.
Right, right, but whereas this thing with Iron Man 3, I know even before the movie starts that this is going to happen, like, this one thing is going to happen, and that reveal doesn't bother me, but would I have been bothered by it if I didn't know, and it was just kind of like a thing that happened in the movie? I don't know. Because now I'm just excited. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this thing in context. So
the reveal on Batman, I thought was the best part of the movie, because I had no clue. I didn't see it coming at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what? And my mind was like, I'm so stupid. That's obvious now. And like,
yeah.
But
even
the rest of that movie
the,
was meh.
For games, it's totally different.
You talked up Dark Knight Rises so much.
When?
Before. I don't think he was as excited.
No, afterwards when we were talking about it. And you... Never mind.
Well,
that's another topic.
It was good, but it wasn't...
You just said it was meh. The rest of the movie was meh.
Yeah, but Batman meh is still good. Come on, speak the lingo.
Oh,
I don't know. A meh is a meh.
There's different levels now.
There's no
relative.
No,
the Batman movies are a quality, like, high.
It's like a meh Expendables.
What?
Oh, good lord.
Yeah.
No, Expendables in general is less than meh.
Yeah.
You mean it's massum?
Massum? What?
Anyway. It was an 8.5 movie. But the others were like 10, 9.5.
And 11.
So that was, means it's a meh. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
No, because your number scale is totally off.
I'm just, eight's a good movie.
But Nathaniel's number system is always
I'm just saying, Nathaniel's
number
Batman's
system.
I mean, if you're saying that the Batman scale is only from 8 to 10.
That's what I'm saying.
Then an 8 is a bad movie. But, like,
that's exactly
it could have been
saying.
A 6. And then that would have been a bad
but
movie.
But a meh is really like a 6. I mean, that's a meh. A meh is a 6, a 6.5.
No, in comparison to the other two movies, it's a meh.
Look, on the Batman scale, it's 8 to 10.
Yes. You have, it's only going to be in this range.
And if
so,
it's not, then it just doesn't exist.
That's dumb,
exactly.
Though. That's just dumb.
What do you mean it's dumb? I feel like a ton of people think about
it. He runs
that
his own site.
Way.
He don't care.
Yeah. I feel like our viewers agree with me.
It was. I think compared to the other Batman movies, it was less than meh. And as a movie in general, it was
that's
meh.
Harsh. Oh. That's super harsh.
With some really, really strong parts in it that I
like.
I
feel like I
got more appreciation for after
rewatching
it. I
criticize it so much, though, because I think that he wanted to write a different movie. And just...
So? He didn't write that movie, so that's his fault.
It's
well,
no,
because
he could do whatever
I thought it was because of Heath Ledger. I mean,
get someone
else. I feel like he gets some, like, leeway.
No.
Get Jack Nicholson back.
That's not
no, leeway! Someone dies and he gets no leeway?
Because we don't know if that was really true or not. This could have been the movie that he planned from the beginning. You can't, like,
well,
speculate
I don't
want to
think of it
that.
Like that anymore. I hope it's
well,
not.
Now you're just building the movie up so you're not disappointed in it.
Yeah.
You're trying to find excuses.
Yeah,
for,
I am
for,
trying
for
to
the,
find
for the product that you
for
got.
The menace.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I agree. When I first saw it, ever since then it's been going down and down and down.
Yeah, just like Bane.
It's
I walk
just,
around like this all the
no,
time.
No, Bane is cool. Like, there's cool elements, you know? There's great... The music is still great because it's... Shoot, now I'm going to sound dumb because I can't think of...
Jared Leto.
No. The music is...
Awesome.
People it's, are going to be screaming. My brother's going to be screaming at me right
face?
Now.
Some Williams.
No.
No,
the other
Sam
guy.
Williams.
The other guy. Yeah.
It's
Zimmer.
H.
Zimmerman.
Hans Zimmer. It's Hans Zimmer.
Zimmerman.
Pirates.
Hans Zimmer.
Oh,
gonna get copyright.
Oh, damn it.
10 seconds only.
No, it's okay. It's a cover. So
yeah.
Again,
it's a cover. It's a la-la-la cover.
Spoilers.
I can spoil games for no, like, except for
yeah,
Bioshock.
Yeah, you'll always watch
F Bioshock.
You'll almost
not,
always watch
I'm
a...
spoiling that shit.
You almost always watch a Let's Play before
I always watch at least half of a Let's Play.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
If it's a good game or not.
I can't even really play a game I've watched someone else. Like, if I watched you play a game, I kind of like, well, I've seen it, you know?
Really?
Because so. For me, what
yeah.
really keeps me playing a lot more is story, you know?
I'm
especially with
sure,
a game that's toted for the story, so.
I'm pretty sure I watched the entire Let's Play of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 before buying Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's still fun.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that game, it's really all about the gameplay.
Yeah,
anyways.
The story in that is just like...
It's Civil War anyways. We already knew what was going to happen. Well, at least
I
read
I
Civil
didn't.
War beforehand, so...
But... I mean, there's a whole bunch of games where I watch the whole thing, and I'm like...
I don't know.
Okay,
I can't do game spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ethan, if I see you
story
play,
spoilers,
it's like...
Get out of here.
Eh,
it's because it's like... Here's the... Like, people... I get what you're saying, like, from the preview standpoint, like, when I think of it in terms of betas, like, people will see a beta, and they'll be like, oh, this game is gonna suck, and it's a beta, you know, it actually isn't a finished product yet,
right.
You know, even in any direct sense, but, like, with a preview,
hate is gonna
like, hate. This is a finished 14-minute preview, like, they just took the already finished product and just took 14 minutes out of it for you to watch. It's not like you were seeing some sort of footage that was made... Like tester footage or footage that was made before things
B-roll
were finished, you know,
would,
special effects were applied or anything like that.
I would be happier if it was just a finished product made specifically for a preview, like extra content.
Oh,
like you don't need it to the story,
right?
But it'd be really cool.
Well,
if
they
you
got
had
tons
it.
Of that already.
Yeah,
going on, but
because when I feel like then if I watch the 14 minutes or whatever the preview for Star Trek, I feel like I'm being ripped off.
Huh.
When I go into, well,
I think you're just pissed because you're not gonna get more.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially
I feel
like it.
I was that's I watched this. Like, no, it's over. Now
that's
I have to
wait
2 weeks.
Now
yes,
I have to wait two
weeks
for the same thing
like
for the first 14 minutes.
Okay, what about so? Which so I guess this is you're a fan of what the teaser prequels that they do for Doctor Who, right?
Yes.
Which I actually think that one that's on YouTube is actually cut from that episode. I think like
is
that,
it?
I think so. That 2 minutes.
I think so. It was so...
Because
yeah.
it wasn't... Because sometimes they will... they'll label things as
prequels.
It looked
a little different.
And sometimes they'll label things as prequels, and sometimes they'll label it as, like, a preview. And I think that that was
Let's not talk about Doctor Who, because I can't watch it today.
Tomorrow, dude. I'm going to buy it on iTunes.
I was looking forward to it. I was counting down on Get
Glue. I'm
going
to buy it on iTunes. You want to come over and watch it tomorrow?
No, I'm going to watch it on... As soon as it turns midnight, I'm going to watch it on...
Can't
see. Really? You're not going to hang out with your best friend ever?
Huh? I don't know. I'm watching Doctor Who as fast as I can.
I see how it is.
I
wait for you.
I counted down this whole week on that whole Get Glue site where you watch TV shows.
And you didn't
and
even bother to check first to see if BBC America
it
was in.
I figured you'd be on PBS like Downton Abbey is. Why wouldn't they be on the same channel?
Because Doctor Who is a BBC exclusive series. I don't think Downton Abbey is. So apparently it's not because PBS has the rights to.
And that
show
sucks
it.
Anyways.
Well, PBS broadcasts Doctor Who, just not.
Does it? Does it broadcast old Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay, so it must broadcast old Doctor Who.
Syndicated. Right.
Yeah, like, syndicated. Yeah, it has to wait for... This is a new season, man.
Dude, new BBC is
the hell off.
New Doctor.
Not yet.
No.
He did change his look a bit. He has that long coat now.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
It's not as long as...
It's funny because you don't even know where you're starting.
It's not as long as Ten's, but it's longer than the normal...
Ben 10?
Coat he wears. Huh?
Ben 10?
Sweetie.
No, David Tennant.
Did you ever watch that Ben 10 movie?
No, it's gone off.
I want to start watching the actual Ben 10.
Oh, it's so good!
Yeah,
oh,
the
my
artist
God.
Is really good. I've heard
you
it's,
need to watch.
I've
ben
heard
10.
It's really good. You like Young Justice? It's this.
Is it on
the same.
Netflix?
I don't think so.
Lame. You're not on Netflix. Get the hell out.
Okay, we'll end this segment. We'll come back. We'll finish things up with Nathaniel's for part 3.
Oh, we're having a break again?
Yeah. Well, we started to kind of trail off. So
okay.
We'll break and we'll come back. This is all over the place, but...
For the podcast.
See you on the other side.
Other side of the podcast. Or heaven.
To part 3.
Will you
be
holding me tight?
Podcast of episode 30. Nathaniel is bringing us home with this topic.
Alright.
This is going to be a long episode, but I mean, we haven't recorded anything in a long time, so it's okay.
So, if you made it this far, thank you. Which I'm sure every 100% have, right? Anyway.
Yeah, I would say 100% of our listeners have made it this far, probably.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So, I've been watching a lot of Torchwood. The first season.
Explain. Give them context on what Torchwood is.
It's an anagram for Doctor Who.
Torch.
That's true.
What?
It is.
What?
Mess with the letters.
What's that? But why did I never know? Not know this.
Thomas has said it every single time I brought up Torchwood
yeah.
on the show.
I just never listened to him, I guess. Weird. Anyway, Torchwood was a division in the Doctor Who series that was kind of like. Evil. Well, they weren't really evil.
But they're supposed to be kind of like the antagonists, kind of.
Yeah, they're like protecting the world, but they do it in like immoral ways.
Right.
But the Doctor doesn't approve of.
Yeah. Before the show.
Yeah. But they don't really explain anything that Jax is like.
You find out as
I took
go.
Over. What do they say in season 2 more? Cause...
I don't know. I mean, I felt like eventually I had a good idea of what happened, so.
Oh, I feel like it's just the
maybe
same
if you're
thing.
Watching it, maybe
I feel like maybe even worse.
Is it the prequel to Deadwood?
No, it's... If you're watching it... maybe it's because I was watching it integrated. Like, I was watching them in order. Maybe that made it more clear. I don't know. I don't want to say anything because maybe you will know. So, I guess if you still don't know, I could say after you're done. But...
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the main character is Captain Jack Harkness.
Mm-hmm.
Harkness. softness, not hardness. I thought of that in a long time. And he, because of the, in Doctor Who, he can now live forever. So he basically runs this division, finding aliens and keeping the planet safe. And the thing is that Captain Jack is the character that I've always wanted in a TV show. He...
Han Solo?
No, he's not Han Solo.
He kind of is Han Solo.
I mean, sort of, but what I mean by that is...
Batman?
No, he's not Batman.
Well, he kind of is Batman. He's like a modern take on Batman.
I guess.
Yeah.
But what I mean is that he's the man's man, and he gets shit done like nobody's business, and he...
He's a gay man's man.
Yeah.
Bisexual.
Which, I watched his documentary.
Pansexual.
It's about me or whatever.
Oh, he has a documentary?
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
About being gay.
That's awesome. I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm. But it's only... There's 6 parts on YouTube, but there's only 3 that I found.
Oh, okay.
Because they're copyrighted or whatever. But those 3 parts are...
So it's just a John... It's a John Barrowman
documentary. It's about me or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's super flamboyant.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. I knew he was gay, but I didn't know he was, like, flamboyant.
Yeah, he got rejected for the part of Will in Will and Grace because he wasn't gay enough. That's what they said when he auditioned.
Wow. But, yeah. But what I mean by he's a man's man in the show is, like, he... Like, in TV, I always thought there's too many people, like, not willing to do, like, what's necessary sometimes, except for the guy from 24.
And the guy from Walking Dead.
Yeah. Eh. But Jack has no, like, compassion. Or if he does, he hides it, like, so well.
He's hiding it.
I think he's definitely hiding it. But he'll just be like, we gotta kill this person. Boom! And, like, just take him out. And, like, oh, it's just so heart-wrenching. I feel like I've always wanted this in a character, in a hero. But now seeing it, like, maybe I don't want this in a hero or
sounds
a character.
Like a
yeah.
No,
he is, but he doesn't have, like, an agenda, is the thing. Like, he doesn't have, like, a... You know, he is kind of like the Punisher in the cutthroat way, but, like, the Punisher has, like, a list of, like, you know, things he wants to take out. Like, Jack is just trying to do his job on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah,
and
it's,
has to make,
Jack is like, there are rules, and you follow the rules, and if there's an alien's a threat, you kill him no matter what, and...
Oh. He's kind of, he's the foil to the Doctor, because they both, they both have the mindset of, like, you know, this has to be done, there's no other way, and just trust me, because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But... Because the Doctor's in a family TV show, and Jack's not, like, you see Jack.
Well, I mean, I think the shows are trying to do two different things, or two different agendas.
Precisely, but, like, the Doctor wouldn't hesitate to kill something either if he needed to in order for the world to move on.
Right, but that's his, like, last, he's like, the Doctor's like, we can't do that, or, like,
well,
I'll give you a chance, or...
But thankfully he always finds out, you know, at the last minute, the way to save everybody.
Yeah,
but, you know, he's a Time Lord, and Jack's... sort of a human being, so as much as a human being.
Jack's like a Time Lord too now, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. He doesn't, yeah.
But Jack, he'll just be like, these are my orders, you don't need to know why, just do it because, and no questions, and you don't, who cares about their family, and just, we're gonna, oh, it's just so like, this is what I wanted, but now like, I've seen him like, do I really want this in a character? Like, do I like him now, or do I not like him? He has no, he doesn't show his compassion at all. Like, zero. It's just strange, and I've never seen this
in
a show.
Have you cried yet?
Have I cried?
Yeah.
No.
You will. I'm pretty sure you will.
Like a baby.
I really like that
he's
one chick,
right
though.
Shoot, now I can't remember her name. It's been a while since...
I really liked,
the Japanese chick?
Oh, Tosh? Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
But I liked the, who Gwen had a love, the pilot.
Oh, Owen's love interest? No.
Yeah, it was the, Owen.
Oh, you seen that episode already?
Yeah.
Where they come from the past or whatever? Okay.
I really liked her. That was a pretty sad episode.
Yeah,
that
was a sad episode.
It was so heavy. The show is just unbelievably, like.
It just beats you in the head with it, too.
Heavy, like. No, even heavier than that song.
Just wait till seasons 3 and 4, man.
I don't even know. I just want to know how they end up being my favorite character besides
Harkness.
Jack is
Yanto. Yanto's awesome.
Dude, that guy is such a badass, and I'm just waiting for it.
They really changed his character a lot.
No.
No, I mean, you've already asked where they basically changed his character, I think. Like, he starts out as a pushover, and then all of a sudden he's a badass. You don't really ever see the transition.
I don't understand. Owen calls him, like, he's, like, you're just a paper pusher, but he's, like, not. He's, like, he's like I know everything about this city, and he always does, and
yeah.
He knows basically anything you need to do, he'll do it for you.
Yeah.
And he loves Captain Jack, mm-hmm. which is, that's awesome. And they always talk about their foreplay, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack's just, like, a sex-charged being.
Dude, right? That episode where he goes back and he meets Captain Jack Harkness.
So you've seen that episode, too. So yeah. How far are you into season two?
Yeah. Episode two?
Oh. I guess I didn't realize that. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize.
Anyway, and he makes out with him for, like 3 good minutes on screen. I'm like, oh. I mean, I didn't mind it. It was just like...
Oh, you liked it, didn't you?
It was good. I mean, he definitely puts his passion in his work, you know. And yeah. He covers up his flamboyant... Like, he plays... He's John from Southland.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Except he shows that he's gay.
Dude, they would both be in love with each other.
I know, like, they would!
There's like a crossover between the...
I need to watch this show.
What?
Southland. It's been good.
Yeah.
It's a slower season in general.
Definitely. I think it's building.
Because there's no, like, season arc yet. Like, there's always kind of something in the background that's building. Like, this is just, like, every episode has really just kind of been its own thing. But
it's good. It's different, yeah. For sure, but I like it.
Yeah. Still.
But, yeah. I wasn't prepared for how, like, gory it was. Like, every episode, it's, like, mm-hmm. the monsters are, like, going crazy and, like, humans are mutilated in every single episode.
Did you see the one episode? So I was kind of comparing. It's like, so you know, there's that one episode in Doctor Who where it's kind of like the outsider's perspective, and you see the one guy who's kind of been following them around, and he's involved in this.
Yeah,
there's that version in Torchwood that's also really, really good. Have you seen that one yet?
Yeah, where he's dead.
He's like the ghost or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like recounting his stuff. I think that was...
That,
like,
one didn't make you cry? I got kind of teary at the end of that episode.
That was a good one. And he's always like trying to talk to Gwen. He's like, hey, I just like to know... And she's like, whatever. Yeah. I hate her so much. She's a good person, like, when it comes to, like, saving humans and stuff and being, like... Keeping
like
Captain
she's,
Jack
she's the
around.
Yeah, she's the morality. She keeps everybody in check.
Yeah, but when it comes to her own morality, she's like, whatever, I'm just gonna go sleep with Owen and not give a shit about... Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
not give a shit about Reese.
Yeah, even though Reese... But then I don't like Reese either, especially...
You'll love Reese eventually, I think.
But did you see how he treated her that one episode?
I don't remember.
Well, basically, it's like one of the first episodes. She's running off to, like, to go be in Torchwood, right?
Right.
And he's like, they're on a date, right? And he's like, you better fucking get back here right now. She's like, don't you ever talk to me that way. And I'm like, whatever, you're like sleeping around, you hoe.
Yeah, Reese has a bit of a temper, but he's probably one of the nicest characters in the show, in perspective, I guess.
That's a great show. It's not better than Doctor Who, though.
They're different. They're really different.
They are super different, but I would still say it's not better than...
I think episode to episode, especially at the beginning, it's more compelling than Doctor Who, though. Like,
yeah,
every episode of Torchwood, you would finish and be like, oh, I need to watch the next one. Whereas Doctor Who, it's so episodic for a while that, like, it's not necessarily the case. But sad day, though, because Torchwood is on indefinite hiatus. So.
Which means it's not going to be brought back. I don't know.
Hasn't been canceled.
Yeah. But. That's true. But it's good. Mm-hmm. Everybody go watch it. Let me say this. If you don't like Doctor Who, that doesn't mean you won't like Torchwood.
Exactly.
Because Torchwood is complete. It's like watching, because it's on Stars or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or Cinemax or whatever.
Stars.
Stars. It's definitely like that quality mm-hmm. of show.
Yeah, yeah.
And that type of impact, and it's really good, and everybody should go watch it, and I really like it.
Thomas has just been tuning out the whole entire time. He probably actually like Torchwood, though, compared to Doctor Who.
Yeah, he would definitely like Torchwood better.
Yeah. So it's like, if you like Fringe, if you like X-Files...
Yeah, X-Files for sure, that has a huge...
it's basically the British X-Files, kind of, yeah. Like, in a lot of ways. But I think if you like Fringe, too, the concept is very similar.
It's good. It's Tosh has huge boobs.
Yeah.
My man.
She was in, it was really weird, because I saw her in another movie, and it was driving me crazy, because I couldn't figure out why she looked familiar, and then I realized it was her. I think it was her, at least. She was in Push.
Oh, she was?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that movie was okay.
I watched that movie for the first time on Christmas break, and I hated it almost the whole entire way through, except for the last 10 minutes really made the whole... Like, something clicked for me that uh-huh. made me appreciate it more. And I'm still not exactly sure what it was, but I was like... I really thought the movie sucked most of the time until the last 10 minutes, but... Okay, cool. So that's it for you on Torchwood?
That's it.
Awesome. Watch Torchwood. Do it. Closing thoughts, anybody? Closing remarks? Things you want people to check out?
Go on an adventure!
Go on an adventure.
Real Racing 3 for the iPhone.
Is
so
it good?
Good. Dude, graphics have come so far that we're basically playing better than, like, PS2 graphics on our phones now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
Fishing?
Yeah. Fishing?
Ridiculous Fishing? Is that what it's called? They're talking about it on Final Score. No.
He's talking about Real Racing.
Real Racing?
No, but Ridiculous Fishing?
Oh, I don't know.
It was on the last Final Score.
Was it?
I didn't listen to that one yet.
Mm. Well, there wasn't one for this weekend that I know of.
Really? Lame.
I think I'm one behind still, though.
Oh, okay. Nimble Quest on iOS. It's so fun.
They've heard that.
It's like, it just came out this week, I think. It's like, so it's like that snake game, you know, the classic DOS snake game. Except for, instead of eating things to get longer, you're just a hero who's moving around the screen, and you find new heroes to add to, like, your party, and you create a chain of up to 15 heroes, and you're not really trying to avoid obstacles so much as kill enemies, so as you walk past them, you'll automatically attack them. It's way fun. There's, like, a progression system to it. It's so addicting. It's ridiculously addicting. It's free on iOS, so I don't know what
I'm
you
on it.
If you have an iPhone, you should be playing this game, because it's amazing. Same people that did Tiny Tower and Pocket Planes and all that micromanagey stuff. There are microtransactions, but I haven't needed to do any of them yet.
Boom.
So,
install that. Installing.
Nice. It's way fun. I just said it, Nathaniel, so with way, using way like so. but yeah, check out NimbleQuest. Check out KeepItRealReviews.com. Right? That's
yes.
The way it's... Okay. Check out 5MinuteAdventures.com.
Definitely check that out. That's so good.
6 stories on there. There will be more by the time you're listening to this. Hopefully you get hooked on it. Start from the beginning, though, because that's kind of the trend. Things have gone now. You can't so much as jump into a story as I originally planned, but they're kind of just to be continuous
all
right the time now so far.
Come on, Ethan. You gotta wrap it up.
I can't. I can't wrap it up yet.
You can't finish?
No. No, I just...
Get it.
There's so many stories I want
to tell. I got it.
With the
I got it. Wrap it up.
So, yeah. So.
That's what it's your story. Do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should read it, Thomas. You'll enjoy the characters.
Wait,
I think,
I gandered
so
over it the other day.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's they're short reads for the most part, too. You could read almost any
they're
story.
They're 5-minute adventures.
Yeah, they're not quite 5 minutes. I write them in 5-minute sessions. That's why it's called that. It takes, like, I've been practicing reading them out loud.
Yeah, you can type that fast.
Yeah, I'm shocked by how much you write in over the week.
Well,
God, I can't type.
I add in a lot of stuff in the revision point. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of things are shorthand too. Like, I'll skip over. Like, I'll start a conversation and then not finish it and move on to the next part so that I can go back in and fill it in later and stuff. But I'm writing at least probably close to 700 words a week before I go in and add stuff. So. About half the count of what they turn out to be. Yeah. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's gonna be, I mean, as far as I can see, this is gonna be still an every week thing. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. So I just need more viewers for sure. So do me a favor, check it out. And that's gonna do it for the show, I think. Thomas, did you have anything you wanted to add in?
No, I'm hungry.
Thomas is hungry. We're gonna let him get out of here and get food then. All right, thank you everyone for listening. As always, if you enjoyed the show, head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We don't have any yet. We have 5 stars, a few, But we have a few 5 stars. I don't know.
We don't have a review.
We don't have a review. So, you know, reviews help us out a lot because they help bump us up further in the listings. Also, you could email us at perfect10podcast@gmail.com or tweet us at perfect10show. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being patient through this. Feels good to be back. Hopefully, we will be more regular than semi-regular in the future. And that is it. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.